Hey everyone, it's Dr. Jonathan Lotson here, and I'm so excited to have this opportunity to share with you. If you haven't joined us before, you are in for a treat, and I want you to know that what you're about to hear is about to change your life. Your leadership journey is about to go to new heights. It's about to go to new levels because of you, because you have taken the time to listen, to learn, and to equip yourself to be even better, to be even greater, to really influence those who you are around to be the very best leader that you can be. I hope you're ready, because I'm ready. So without further ado, let's get prepared. Let's tune in so that we can grow and fulfill the mandate that we have on our life to be great, exceptional, awesome leaders. Let's go. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you all so very much for waking up with me as we begin our new day. And as we all often say, that it is our job, it's our duty to tell our day what it's going to consist of. Of course, we can't control everything. However, how we start our day, it highly impacts how our day will go. And I thank you for joining me as we demand that our day will be great, that it'll be fabulous. And I pray that you had a great night's sleep. And let's go ahead and get started by talking about what we talked about last. Our homework assignment for the last time we met, it was to think about what slows us down. In which we need to let go of and just simply pray about it. In our last talk, we dealt with the importance of laying aside every weight. And so we know that not only does the weight slow us down, but if we have too much weight, it also stops the good things that we need from coming into our lives so that we can be successful and do the great things that called to do. All right. And so I hope that went well for you as you consider those things. And I really do hope and pray that you prayed about those things, because I don't know about you, but me personally, I believe that prayer changes things. As we get into today's session, please, if you haven't done so, please follow us. And for right now, this moment, please do me a favor and begin to share this so that others will be able to see it and join us now, or to be able to start their morning with us whenever they get up and start their morning. Again, thank you for joining me, and let's go. And so today, our topic is something quite interesting. It's simply entitled, Watch What You Eat. Yes, it's entitled Watch What You Eat. No, this isn't going to be talking about what you should eat or what you should not eat. And the title will make sense to you as we go on. Again, our title, our subject this morning is Watch What You Eat. I want to just simply start off with my health journey. Growing up, I ate whatever I wanted to eat, whatever I can get my hands on. I just ate it. And in about 2016, I made a decision that I was going to stop eating recklessly. I was going to be mindful of what I ate, because I knew that what I ate had a direct correlation to what I would be able to do. I remember one time going to the doctor's office, and the doctor said, "Hey, man, your cholesterol is high." And I'm like, "What?" And I really didn't really pay attention, didn't really faze me. And I was talking to my mother one day, and she said, "Jonathan, you better get this in control, because it's better for you to get your cholesterol down instead of them trying to prescribe you with something to make it go down." And so I changed my eating. But in 2016, I really made a conscious effort to change what I ate, and I became a vegetarian. And I was doing very well. For those who do not know, last year, 2019, I got married. And when we got married, oh man, the honeymoon, I was eating everything that I wanted to eat. And then we came home, I cheated a whole lot more than I anticipated or even desired to, or planned on rather, in relations to what I was eating. I just began to slack off a great deal. But recently, if you've been following me, you've been seeing that I've been getting back on track and I've been eating right. And so many people in the past have asked, "Jonathan, why are you so adamant about eating right?" And the short answer is because I want certain results. And in life, no matter what area you may be in, if you're a businesswoman, a businessman, entrepreneur, owner of several businesses or one or whatever the case may be, if you want results, you're going to have to do things that you have perhaps never done before. If you want results, it has to be seen in your preparation and in your day-to-day life. It's an often stated phrase that you get out what you put in. And so I think everybody has to get that in their mind, in their hearts, and in their spirit. As leaders, it's imperative that if you want a great outcome, or if you want a certain outcome, that you plan now for it, and that you are cognizant of what you do, because what you do now is going to impact the result that you will get or will not get. And so I want you to keep that in your heart and in your mind. And so today's session, again, I'm not telling you what you should eat or what you should not eat. I just told you my story as a foundation, because today I really want to deal with the importance of what we consume, because what we consume, it determines your results. One of the most under-talked about principles, one of the principles of life that we all know, but we don't really talk about as much, is the principle of cause and effect. And so everything we do, the cause, it has some result or another, which is the effect, including what we consume. So what you consume, what you are doing, what you decide to do, what you decide not to do, what you decide to consume, what you decide not to consume, it will give you an effect. It will give you a result. And so you have to be mindful of what you are consuming, what you're taking in. And you have to make choices, very wise choices, because the truth be spoken, there are so many different things that we could consume. And some things that we have at our disposal, and we don't take advantage of. To be honest, there are some things that we have at our disposal that we shouldn't consume, and we take of that. And so we have to be very mindful. Are we making sure that whatever we consume, that it is leading us towards our God-given? And so we have to be life just willy-nilly, but we have to be intentional, because success does not just happen on accident. But success is intentional. If you want success in your life concerning your health, your relationship, your business, your ministry, whatever it may be, you have to be intentional about it. And you must realize that that cause and effect, the principle of cause and effect, that it is very much true, that it is real. And if you want to make sure that you have great results, you have to look at what you're doing and what you're doing now, because it will directly correlate with what you get in the future. And so I want you to keep that in your mind. And when I say consume, just for the record, I'm talking about what you are listening to. I'm talking about what you are reading. And I'm talking about what you are watching. And so that's what I'm talking about when I talk about consumption and what you consume from a leadership perspective. I'm talking about what you are listening to, what you are reading, excuse me, what you are watching. It's imperative that we are very mindful of those three things as the bare foundation, the bare minimum. And however, the list does, it goes on and on and on and on, because we consume a lot. But I really believe that those three things are the foundation of what we should be thinking about, what we should be considering. And so when it comes to what we consume, it's imperative, because it determines our results, and it will determine, watch this, the quality of what we produce. So not only what we consume, not only does that have an impact on us in relations to how we operate, how we live, how we function, if we have energy, if we're driven, or if we're motivated or not. Not only does what we consume have to do with those things that I just mentioned, but what we consume, it also will tell us, or it will be the determining factor that will give truth or highlight what we produce. And so what we consume it will also indicate what we produce. And if we want to produce great things, if we want to put out great things, great content, great ideas, whatever the case may be, whatever it fits in your context for your context in your industry, I want you to get in your mind that what you consume is going to also have an effect on what you produce, or the quality of what you produce. And so I really want you to get that, because sometimes, especially entrepreneurs, sometimes we feel as if we're not doing as much, and we're worried about the quantity. However, I want you to be more so concerned with the quality, because the quality is what it's going to take to get to the next level. And let's put this all together. The quality that you put out is directly connected to what you are consuming. And so I want you to keep that in your mind, keep that in your heart. All right. And so let's look at the ingredients of what we should be consuming, or some things that we should keep in mind when we consume things. When I really started getting back on my health journey, a dear friend of mine encouraged me to make sure that I'm not just getting connected to or consuming things that sound good or that looks good, but to actually turn whatever I'm going to eat around and read the ingredients. Because when you look at the ingredients of a thing, then you're able to really see what it's made of. And sometimes we just look at the forefront, or what the facade or the front cover of so many different people. We don't even take a time to look at the ingredients, and we think we're consuming something good, but it's not helpful. It's not getting us further. It's not helping us to learn more and to be able to produce more. And so it's really not helping us. And so let's deal with a couple of things as we look at some of the ingredients, if you will, in which we should be looking at to really determine what you consume. From a leadership perspective, it's no different, as I stated, than the food. And we have to look at the ingredients, or what I would say, the character of whatever those things are that we are going to consume, and make sure that they align to your values. You know what you believe. You know what matters to you, what matters to your organization. Your mission statement, your vision statement are not just there or up on the wall or what have you, just to be there, just not decoration. It's there for a reason. It should be. And so those things, they need to come in handy. They need to be reflected upon. And so those things help us to identify what we really believe, or what our core are looking we're going to consume, the quality of what we're going to consume. What we need to be looking at is if it aligns to what we believe, what we feel is important. We have to make sure that it aligns to those things. All right. And it's once said that you are what you eat. I've heard it in commercials, movies, and so on and so forth. And so we have to make sure that we apply that to our lives. And this is a sidebar I want to throw out there, that there are so many good things that are in so many different areas. And I want you to make sure that even if you, hypothetically speaking, if you are a preacher or minister, don't be afraid to get the wisdom that's in the business field. If you're in the business field, don't be afraid to learn what is in the production field, or the mass production field, what have you. Don't be afraid to learn different principles that are in different areas than what you are into. And so I want you to get that in your mind. I just wanted to throw that out there because it just dropped in my spirit to let you all know that. Don't be afraid. Matter of fact, it is good to learn from different areas and different industries, because you can apply that to your life, to your ministry, to your business, and just change it. As we talked about a couple of days ago about innovation. Innovation is simply doing something old in a new way. So just take those things and fix it and make and curate it to fit your organization and to fit your business, okay? All right, so like I said, it is often said that you are what you eat. And so that is same with leadership. And so I want to encourage everyone listening as we prepare to close on this morning. I want to encourage every single one of you all who are listening, to watch what information you consume. every information that you may come across isn't necessarily good for you or good for your business or your organization. And so I want you to be very mindful of the information that you consume. Okay. I want you to also be very mindful of what and who is consuming your time. Time is valuable. Matter of fact, time to me is more valuable than money. Because even if you make a dumb mistake and lose tons of money, you have a chance or opportunity to get more money. However, if you waste your time, I'm sorry, my friends, my brothers and my sisters, you cannot get that back. And so we have to be mindful. So I want you to watch who or what is consuming your time. And I also want you to process the good things you consume and use it, put it to work so that you can get to the next level and you can do the things that you desire to do. Just like food, it is produced and it goes through its different cycles and different phases within our bodies that produces energy and produces different things so that we can function. All right. And the same thing is when it comes down to leadership and what we consume. However, it doesn't automatically have a system in which it is produced or which it goes through to produce things. We have to do the manual work to make sure that the information that we get, that we use it, that we do something with it so that we could produce great things, produce great results. It is often said that knowledge isn't power. It's often said by thought leaders that knowledge is not power. And don't start going crazy in the comment section. I know that you're probably hearing, no, you mean knowledge is power. No, knowledge is not power. Applied knowledge is. And I want you to get that in your mind, because sometimes we consume information that is good information. However, we think that just because we have the knowledge, that means we're going to have power, be able to produce something. And we just sit back and nothing happens. And we're wondering, is it me? Well, the truth of the matter is applied knowledge. That is what's going to get you the power. That's what's going to give you the results. And so I want you to get that in your mind and your spirit, that I want you to watch what you consume and make sure that you are processing it, that you are producing things and that you are working with that knowledge. And watch how you will really go to great heights and do great things in your life, in your ministry, your business, wherever suits you. All right. So I'm going to say these things quickly, really quick. I want you to watch what information you consume. I want you to watch who and what consumes your time. And finally, I want you to process the good things that consume, that you have consumed. Put it to work. And I want you to get prepared for great things to happen in your life. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. I really appreciate it. And I pray that something that you've heard was really impactful to you, and that you were encouraged this morning, and that you are ready and prepared to have a great and awesome, fabulous day. And as we often do before the closing, we have two more things that we must share, and that is our homework and closing prayer. Our homework for today, I want you to do an analysis. Do an analysis of what you have been consuming. I want you to look at thoroughly look at what you have been consuming lately. All right. And I want you to ensure that it aligns to your core values. Okay. So do an analysis of what you have been consuming to ensure that it aligns with your core values. What is important to you? I want you to make sure that what you're consuming, that it is in line with what's important to you, your core values. Because if it's not going to be leading you in the direction that you say that you want to go. And if you're going in a certain direction, it should be connected to your purpose, which means it matters. And so that means it also matters what you're consuming now, because that is going to highlight, it's going to highlight your ability to get there. And I want you to get there. I want you to be able to do everything that God has called you to do. I want you to be able to do it in the spirit of excellence and to do it with all that's within you. And I want to make sure that every step that you're making is going to get you a step closer, not take you off track. And so it's important that you're very mindful of what you're consuming now, because we want to make sure that it's leading you down the road that you're supposed to go and not taking you off track. God, in Jesus' name, we thank you so much for this time, this opportunity to gather. We know that it is a blessing that we have this platform. We know that's a blessing that we have this opportunity to share. And God, I thank you for every person who is watching. I pray that you continuously be with them, protect them, shield them, and keep them, even in this time. I pray, oh God, that you help us to watch what we eat, watch what we consume, watch what we allow to take up our time, our energy, and our resources. Help us to be very wise and help us to seek you to make sure that what we consume, that it is going to be helpful to us so that we can do all of the great things that we are called to do. God, we love you. We honor you. We bless you. Help us even this day to have a productive day, to have a great day and be with us and help us to continue to connect with one another. This is an awesome platform, awesome opportunity that we have. Help us, God, to really use it, to put it to work. Help us to connect. Help us to really see the value of people and help us to make sure, once again, God, help us to make sure that we are being mindful of the things that we consume so that we can be the best that we can be. Lord, we love you, praise you, and give you glory for all things. And thank you, especially for what you're about to do, because now we're going to be mindful of what we consume. It's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you all so very much for joining me on today. And again, please share this with all those who you know. And for those who did not know, we also have a podcast. So check me out on iTunes, Spotify, and make sure that we spread the word. And so even if you're not on Facebook or what have you, you can go ahead and turn that podcast on. And as you're running, you can put it in, doing exercising, you can put it in your ears or driving, whatever the case may be. All right. I look forward to hearing from you. I want you to tell me how you're enjoying this, if it's impactful to you, if it's blessing you. And I look forward also to being with you in the morning. Peace and blessings. Happy Monday and God bless. Hey, I really hope that you enjoyed our podcast on today. If you know any leaders out there who are looking for something that could make them think, that can encourage them and inspire them on their leadership journey, please invite them to tune into this podcast and make sure that you are subscribing so that you will instantly be aware of everything that is coming on this podcast. And trust me, you want to be connected to us and to this podcast. Listen, if I can be of any assistance to you, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. You can email me at info@jonathanlotson.com, or you can go to my website, jonathanlotson.com, and there you will find the various ways in which we can connect. If you are in need of coaching, let me know. If you or your organization, your church, your ministry, or what have you, is in need of consulting, please contact me so we can get together so that we can journey through life together and be the best leaders that we can be. Make sure you follow me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dr. Jonathan Lotson, and I look forward to the next podcast. And until then, make sure that you are fulfilling your mandate that God has given you for this world, for this time. Peace and blessings. Have an awesome, splendid, fabulous day. God bless.